Hello, listeners of Four Courses with Jeffrey Zakarian. It's your host, Jeffrey. I'm here today to share a very special announcement. One thing you may know about me from social media is that I love meeting my friends from the food world at events around the country. And I've even made it an annual ritual to interview many of them at the South Beach Wine and Food Festival in Miami. So, for the rest of this summer, we'll be bringing you our summer series, From the Beach. Each Friday, we'll be publishing short and intimate conversations that I've had with some of the top talent in the food world and even beyond. The conversations you'll hear for the next 6 weeks were recorded poolside at the W Hotel in South Beach, as my friends and I enjoyed great cigars and magnums of rosé as we discussed our past, present, and future. Without further delay, please enjoy Summer Series From the Beach with NBA superstar and Olympic gold medalist Chris Bosh. Where do you keep the gold medal?
In my safe at home.
In your safe.
True story.
You think someone's going to come and steal it?
Yeah, well, I don't have anywhere else to put it.
You don't have anywhere else to put it?
Yeah, I kind of look at it from time to time and kind of remember.
So we're smoking a really good cigar. That's a Nicaraguan. I know you love good cigars, and you're kind of a Renaissance man. I've been reading a little bit about you.
Yeah.
Other than your basketball, I think there's a lot more to most people than what they do. I know that if I wasn't a chef, I'd be a professional golfer.
Yeah.
What would you have done if basketball hasn't graced your life?
That's a good question. I still kind of really think about that all the time.
You have time to do whatever you want
to
do.
To be honest, there was nothing else that I wanted to do other than ball. You know, so kind of trying to think about that, like what would I do or even things to fall back on really wasn't. I had other interests, but as far as like pursuing those passionately, when I was younger, it was just all about basketball.
Focus, man.
It was nothing else.
Day in, day out.
I was lucky. You know, for whatever reason, made sense.
Of course, you have this gift. I mean, you have to use it.
Yeah.
But you have another gift. You have an incredible family. I mean, well, you're just such a family man. I really relate to that. You have five children.
I have five.
What are the ages?
My oldest is 11. My oldest son is 7.
7.
My daughter is 6. And my twins are 3 and 3.
Well, you got full-time staff to take care of all those children.
Oh, man, what? It takes a village. That's what
it
they say,
a
right?
Village. Wow.
But yeah, it's just always something going on, pretty much. That's the best way to describe it. Like, every day is summer camp. And I love it.
I think it's like a SWAT team to get them out the door in the morning, right? You need a SWAT team.
No, I'm the SWAT team.
You're the SWAT team.
Yeah, right. It's like a one-man
rappel. Get them out of bed, rappelling. There's all the, you know, survival.
Yeah. Just, I got to be that dad, you know?
Sometimes
I got to be that dad. I'm not like with an iron fist or anything.
Are you the disciplinarian or is it your
wife? I'm the disciplinarian.
You are. Really? You are?
It works easier that way.
You think it's easier?
Yeah. I mean, I have a house full of boys, you know? They kind of lead the charge in random things happening in the house, jumping off of things.
Yeah, well, it's hormones.
Riding their bikes. Yeah, it's great.
So what do you try? I mean, I try to teach my kid. You know, it's hard. My wife is incredible. The kids really like have a great grounding in a mom. But I mean, we try to talk. We try one word. What is one? My word for how we want to raise our kids is modesty.
Yeah.
What is the word that you think that relates to you? And when you get up in the morning, you're like, I'm going to impart X to my children.
Responsibility.
Responsibility.
Yeah, because it's easy as a child and even as an adult to just kind of do things and not really take responsibility. I think that's one of the major issues sometimes in society. Not to get too deep or anything.
No, get deep.
But I think, responsibility. You teach them to be responsible for their possessions, for their actions, for their words. And, you know, if we start there, that can kind of build a nice little world in there, and hopefully things will take care of itself. Because, you know, when things are so, especially nowadays, things are so abundant, you can just order a toy on Amazon and it comes in the next day and then they're tired of it 24 hours later, or it'll break or something like that.
And then with Alexa, you can order 2 dozen toys.
Man, it's crazy. You know, so I just try to teach them responsibility and saying,
responsibility.
Okay, this is your toy. You got to be responsible. Take care of your things.
And the other side of responsibility is consequences.
Pretty much. And that's the part they don't like.
They don't like consequences. Adults don't like consequences either.
It's, you know, I tell them, you got to pay the consequence now. And like, it's not even a bad thing, but I make them come in my office and do their homework or read. And that's just like the,
that's awful,
please,
right?
Dad, no. <You
know. laughs> Are you a chef? Do you cook? Do you love to cook?
I love to cook.
You love to cook.
I love to cook.
Wow.
I have been into the culinary arts.
Really?
Let's
drill down a bit. So what is it? What is your go-to? Like what, you know, twice a week, what do you have?
My go-to is I make a mean roasted chicken, I can't say. Because look, here's my thing. I was like, you know, I've been blessed to have a chef for years now. And every morning I would watch them cook
these delicious meals.
And I said, yo, I got to learn how to cook because I remember eating my dad's food when my mom wasn't around. And it's very important I learn how to cook.
Because it wasn't good.
It was not good.
Yeah. So give me a recipe. Let's go through your roast chicken, Chris.
I cut it and
you butterfly it,
right?
And that's called spatchcock.
Spatchcock. Okay. And then
what do you rub on it? You rub like herbs?
Olive oil and herbs. It's just usually herb-wise, just however I'm feeling that day.
How are you feeling?
Yeah.
So if you're in a rosemary sort of mood, you go on rosemary.
Might be a little spicy. Might want to put a little kick in there. You know what I mean? Put it on, get it under the skin.
So you go in the skin underneath?
Mm-hmm. Get under the skin.
Any butter or just olive oil?
A little bit of butter.
Okay.
I'm from Texas. and then get the skillet.
Okay. Cast iron?
Cast iron. Cast iron skillet. Get that nice and hot. Put it down skin first.
This guy knows.
Yeah, put it down skin first. And I would do both sides, but, you know, get it down skin first. And then, however I feel, chop up vegetables. Some days it'll be leeks. I mean, it could be anything. You know, chop up usually like mixed vegetables and put them on top of the chicken and then put that in the oven. Yeah.
At what temperature?
350, 375. I might be off a little bit.
That's okay. So do you cook to internal temperature? Use a thermometer or you just know when it's done?
Boy, you just know, man. The spirit. Then I use a thermometer.
Spirit first, thermometer second, so the kids don't get sick.
Yeah, you know, you got to make sure.
So like with seven people in your family, you have two or three chickens. You don't.
Yeah.
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 So
if I'm cooking, I try to cook every Sunday, and usually that's like the grill. So if I'm throwing stuff on the grill, it's a feast because it's about at least 10 people there at the very least.
Yeah, you're already at seven.
Yeah,
I'm, you know,
at seven before we even move.
You have one friend with another friend, it's nine. And
that's then my kids have friends, and then
you're at 15.
Yeah, it's easy. It gets up there
quick.
Yeah,
so two dozen is like a normal, that's lunch.
It's not odd if I have 20 people over.
Sure.
Or 20 people are eating on a Sunday. But I love
that's
it,
fantastic.
Though, because I saw one of my wife's friends, her and her sister, when we went out to their father's home, and he was cooking for them, and both of his grown daughters were coming back to see their dad. I'm like, Dad, can you cook me this, cook me that? That's when I said, okay, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to come back.
Yeah, you can be mad at me, but you're going to want that chicken.
You're going to want that chicken.
You know what I mean?
Do you find yourself watching the Food Network?
Oh, yeah.
All the time?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, I can't watch it too much because I'd be hungry. You know, you get hungry all the time, and then and you see things that you want to do.
Well, that's how you learn.
Yeah.
We are educating America, Chris.
Yeah, for sure.
About how to cook.
It's very important.
How did you get into cigars? Tell me where that came from.
Being here, actually.
Really?
Yeah, being here in Miami.
Do you go to Cuba at all?
I have not been to Cuba yet. I have had experiences with Cuban rollers here, and that's
amazing.
That's an amazing cigar.
To see what
cigar.
They do, how they roll the cigars.
How quickly they
can
do
it. How does it stay together?
I don't get it.
And they just roll it, take leaves, and
it's nothing.
With a knife and cut, and it's together. And it doesn't unwrap.
And it's a wonderful cigar, too.
It you is.
Know, yeah. But I haven't been to Cuba yet. I definitely want to go to Cuba.
I think we could arrange a trip. I think we should.
You've been?
No, I haven't. I've been asking and asking. It's just kind of, you know, you got to get at least 4 or 5 days there. You can't go for it. It's not an overnight.
Nah, I'm sure. I've had friends that have gone and they've told me how different it is and how the culture is different and how cool it is just to see. So I'm curious.
Performance is something that I'm really concerned about because I think that as we get older, we have to really work harder. I talk to people about it's not how hard you work, it's how you keep really at the level that you keep your body, your mentally, and your acuity. How do you do that every day? What is your sort of daily, when you wake up, first thing. I know you. I'm blessed. I have, everyone's okay.
Yeah.
Everyone's fine.
Everybody's good.
Maybe the second thing.
Right. I'll say the first thing I do when I get up, get cleaned up, go downstairs, make sure the kids are going off to school. And then I read.
You read?
I try to get at least 30 minutes in.
Reading.
Yeah, reading.
On an iPad or on a
on a book, on a physical book.
Me too, yeah, I'm the same way. I love
it. I kind of do both. I couldn't really. I like holding the
texture.
Tangible thing.
Yeah,
and I do both, but I prefer.
So before you eat, you read.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
So interesting.
Yeah, I've given myself a challenge. I'm trying to really pick back up on my reading, and I gave myself a challenge to read 2 books a month this year.
2 books a month.
Yeah. So
sounds reasonable.
Yeah, it's reasonable, right? So if I knock out 30 minutes,
you got it.
You know, I got
it. It's easy.
Yeah. Then I'll have breakfast. Then I go work out.
So you work out. What is your routine?
Boxing.
Boxing. Only boxing.
I go up to the Heat Arena still and go work out there and see the fellas. I don't go on the basketball court.
I don't
play basketball, but I'll get on the treadmill or I'll and get some weights in.
Every day?
At least 3 times a week. 3 to 4 times a week. I try to at least get 3 times. 4 if I'm being really ambitious.
Ambitious.
Yeah, so Monday, Wednesday, Friday is
and
like my
wheelhouse.
Do you
control at all what you eat? You just eat whatever you want within a sort of
It goes both ways.
After a couple of glasses of wine, it's like, maybe I'll have a steak.
I just fly off the hinges.
Yeah, I do too. It happens.
But you know, with steak and meat and stuff like that,
it's
pretty, you know, I don't go too crazy. I have the portions that I have. It's more so like just watching if there's like rice or any kind of carbs or sugar or something like that. I don't try to cut it all the way out. I just try to be mindful.
Mindful.
And say,
moderation,
okay, yeah, I have a little bit. I don't want to just wake up and be, you know, a little heavy because I gained a little weight. Nobody could tell. Everybody said I look fine, but I knew.
Yeah.
So I had to start. Yeah, I had to get it back off me, man.
Yeah, everyone knows. When you're in the shower, you just know, right? It's like, shit.
Well, it was, for me, it was a picture. Somebody took a picture of me.
That's the worst, yeah, right? You see, you're like, oh my God.
It's like, yeah, it's a little bit. I could, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit in the bread basket.
You know,
nothing wrong with that.
It's like I tell people, it comes so easy. It takes about, you know, to gain 10 pounds takes about 2 weeks. To lose 10 pounds takes 6 months.
Oh, man.
It's so easy just to hit a couple of bad meals back to back or a couple of good meals back to back.
You're right back on the horse like you were before.
I know.
That wine gets a little better. And
gets a little better.
Yeah.
And you start getting hungry. That third glass, you're like, yeah, I'll have another piece, whatever.
I love going to Napa.
Oh.
But after 3 days, it's like Vegas. It's like, man, I can't do this, man.
And you know what it is about Napa? It's so sly. It's like we have this culture of like, you know, be careful. You know, you have to watch your alcohol there. It's like it's 9 a.m. and you're drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay.
Absolutely.
It's like, okay. It's like being in an airport at 7:30 a.m. and people are having double Bloody Marys and vodka on the rocks. No one even questions that it's something wrong.
Yeah, you got to watch it, man. And that's the thing.
There's just no rules in an airport.
You have these delicious breakfasts in Napa. And would you like some rosé?
Yeah.
Absolutely, I would love some rosé. Yes.
We're in Napa.
You keep asking me this, sir.
Yeah. And it's so great the way they do it. It's so like everything's perfect. The glass, the wine, the color.
Can appreciate that. Presentation
is
important,
everything.
Right?
Presentation's everything. I mean, it's like it's like what it is. It's what we do.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right, so we got steak. We got chicken. We have cigars, wine.
Yeah.
I mean, what am I missing here?
Art.
Art.
I mean, you know, I just like looking at paintings and I like going to museums. My wife and I, we got memberships at the Met. And
wow.
So I've been to the Met a couple times to see the presentations and really just get to take in, have a guide and they explain the artist and the times and the periods and stuff like that.
Are you down here the time for the art show? Come to Basel down here?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. You go buy in for the day before?
I haven't. No, I haven't.
You
I haven't really bought anything.
No, you got to pull the trigger.
I haven't bought anything.
One day, hard, right?
Yeah, it's hard because it's so many things. And then, like, you have to pretty much come to a thing, well, I'm going to invest in something I want.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel connected to. And I haven't had that feeling yet. And the ones I do have a feeling to are very expensive. So, you know, I like to watch them.
Well, you got to be careful with art. I love art. I think, you know, as far as being a collector, if you get the right stuff, and someone once told me, like, well, how do you know what to buy? And they say, if you buy just what moves you, and at one point in time, it'll be more valuable, for the most part, than it was when you bought it.
Mm-hmm.
It rarely does it decrease in value, which you can't say for, like, a lot of things, cars or houses or things like that.
For sure.
Right? So
especially cars.
That's why I think art is just a smart investment.
Yeah.
A good friend of mine, Ari Drucker, told me, he said, just when you love something and you and it moves you, just buy it.
Will you have art?
No, I have a little. My wife and I started, and it's we only buy stuff that we like in the strangest places, you know, not in places you would see something. Like, wow, that's great, and it's not in a gallery, it's just somewhere else, and we buy it.
Yeah.
But it's only stuff we like, and then we use it, we hang it.
So
it
makes it exciting, right? You look at it, and you reflect, and
well,
you
plus
remember.
Well, there's a story behind it. Yeah. You know, there's a story, and I think everything is a story, just like hospitality absolutely. Is a story. So... If we're coming over to your house, okay, so I'm going to get, you have seven people, so I'm going to invite like 13. So it'll be 20, it won't be 24.
Okay.
So talk me through how you run a party.
Well, my wife, she's going to take the bull by the horns 100%.
She is.
Yeah, she's the best hostess I've ever been around.
Wow.
By far. So usually our wheelhouse is going to be a charcuterie. We're going to do charcuterie and cheese.
Big
for
time.
For sure. And, you know, it just depends on how fancy we get. I've actually thrown a dinner party before.
You have?
Yeah. Did a menu and did the... Tied in the
this is fantastic.
Everything. Yeah,
it was we should fun. Have a restaurant. We should talk
for sure.
We should talk. You Absolutely. Probably won't make any money doing it, but we'll have fun. We'll have a lot
part.
Of fun.
That's the
we'll,
best
we'll
part,
have man. Someone else buy the art for the restaurant, and we'll put it on the
that's
wall.
That's just too easy, man.
So charcuterie followed by
drinks.
Well, come on. Started with drinks.
Yeah.
Then charcuterie.
Starting with drinks.
And then main course. Let's say it's dinner.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to probably hit you with an appetizer first. Either a nice salad or a soup.
Plated. Not family style?
Yeah, plated.
Plated.
Well.
Except for Sunday.
Yeah, Sundays is family style.
Yeah.
But if we're doing the fancy nice thing, I'll do individual.
Do individual?
Individuals. And then we'll get to the main. And then we'll get to the dessert. And then we'll probably have, we have a very nice backyard. I love my backyard. And it's a very nice view of the bay.
And you'll have some cigars and scotch after? There you have it.
We've got it.
Well, I don't know what time it is, but I'm going to be out of here soon. If you're heading back, I'd like to invite myself.
Hey, man, invite yourself, man.
Chris, we could talk all day. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, man.
I really appreciate it.
Man, I really appreciate it.